2024. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we broadcast all the time at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet and want to listen to what we're up to, just go to our website anytime, KSJE.com. We also want to welcome our viewers this morning, of course, because this is a community-supported visual radio station. Video of this program is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page and also to our YouTube channel. So welcome, everyone. We're glad that you are with us this morning. Coming up in the next few moments, my guest from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, Jamie Church, will be here for her regular visit with me. But we're also going to be talking about the upcoming Four Corners Energy Conference, which is happening in May. So stay tuned to get all the details about that big event coming up as well in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Then, of course, next hour, Mick Hess will take over the studio. He will take us roving with the arts. It is our long-running classical music program beginning after the news at 9:06 a.m. right here on KSJE. Don't forget, you can also connect with us on Instagram and X, formerly known as Twitter, in addition to Facebook and YouTube. And if you're a podcast person, you can connect with us on our podcast platforms and subscribe for free to listen to KSJE podcasts. You'll find them at Spotify and iTunes and iHeartRadio podcasts, Google podcasts, Pandora. The list goes on and on. Subscribe and discover a new program that you may have missed recently. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is a sunny Tuesday morning, 24 degrees at the moment. We're expecting a mostly sunny day and warmer temperatures as well. 47 for a high today in town, 26 with clear skies tonight, partly sunny skies for the rest of the week with a high of 49 tomorrow, 53 by Thursday, 53 again on Friday, and 51 degrees with partly sunny skies on Saturday with overnight lows nearing 30 degrees. I'll be back with my guests with more right after this on KSJE. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, whose vision is to deliver world-class care, making life better for the communities they are privileged to serve. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so residents can live life better here. San Juan Regional Medical Center, community owned and operated, here for you. And back at Studio A this morning with my guest, as I mentioned, from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, Jamie Church is back with me for her regular visit. Good morning. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Good morning. It's good to see you, too.
Happy February.
Yes, I can't believe it. My goodness, we're in February.
Right.
But I'm already thinking about things in October. So
I know you are. I think you were thinking about that last October.
I was.
But that's okay. I greeted you this morning by saying what a great party thrower you are.
Thank you. Yes, the banquet. Yep.
Congratulations.
It was amazing. Thank you.
We want to talk a little bit about that today and also some of your upcoming events and then introduce our other guests who are here with us in a little bit. But there's lots going on, which is obviously we expect from the Chamber of Commerce.
That's right.
So
never a dull moment. So we had a great banquet. It was February 2nd, and our theme was we love our chamber members, because I thought, what a great thing to do in February. But one of the things we did was we had, first of all, let's talk about what you have on the screen. So we award our citizen and our business of the year at this event. And we take nominations, and we had a lot of nominations this year.
You did.
And one thing that we did was we invited the nominees. We used to keep this, you know, because you've won citizen of the year.
And you know.
Because
you've won citizen of the year.
That's right.
I'm just saying,
the nominees,
this is kettle.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
But the nominees were notified, and we gave them a complimentary seat and a guest.
Nice.
Because it is an honor to be nominated. We used to keep it so secret, they never even knew they were nominated, much less invited everybody that was nominated. So anyway, we changed that. We invited all the nominees and recognized them. And then our Citizen of the Year, John Byram, and many of you know him from a variety of things. That's why he was Citizen of the Year. He's been so involved. But currently he is with PESCO, that great team over there. So that was really fun to award that to John. And then our business of the year was the Manchester agency, Farmers Insurance. I don't think we have a picture of them, but they are hosting Business After Hours this month, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Right.
But Patrick and Rita Manchester with Farmers Insurance, if you look at a number of things that go on in this town, you'll see Patrick and Rita involved. They either donate things or they help sponsor things. They're just a really great business in town. They do a lot of positive things for the community. So they were our business of the year.
Very good. Congratulations to all of the winners.
And
it was kind of nice to see, again, the other businesses that were nominated
as well
for that honor.
And we had a number of businesses, too.
It was great to see.
And then one thing we did different this year that I think worked so well that we'll probably continue it on as our theme. I'm staking claim to it right now because there's a lot of events that go on.
All right.
But we did a Taste of Farmington experience. So instead of having one caterer or one restaurant, we had five different restaurants, if you include Si Señor, with the chips and salsa. So we had the Chili Pod, Clancy's, Piochi Food Group, which is a brand new chamber member, and then we had the Bake Shop. Tara Taylor did the desserts, and then Si Señor provided the chips and salsa. So we had stations, and so people could go to these different stations and try these different foods, and it was a fun way to highlight a number of chamber restaurants, and it really worked well. I wasn't sure how it was going to go, but it worked great, and we've gotten nothing but positive feedback.
The food was great. It was a nice variety of dishes, I would say. Right. I mean, they were bite-sized.
Right.
My only complaint was the plates were too small.
Yeah. That's my only complaint. That was intentional, because I was trying to keep people. That plate size was very intentional,
Scott.
I see.
Okay.
But we also, one thing I think added to this event was the live music. We had Ryan Woodard playing beginning of the night, and then we had After Midnight, which is a live band, and I think that live music really adds something to the event. So really great time, and again, congratulations to both the Manchesters and to John Byram being recognized. Very well deserved to both of them.
And it was a sea of red.
It was a sea of red. I know. I loved it.
And commented. Everyone kind of added some red for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
That was kind of the theme that you were going for.
That's right. And you really, when you're up on the stage talking and you're looking and you're just seeing everybody talking and mingling and connecting and everybody in their red, it was really great. So, but that's over. So let's move on to the next thing.
Okay. All right.
That's how my life goes.
Stick a fork in that.
Check that off and let's move on to the next thing.
There you go. Which are some other chamber events that are coming up in the next few days and weeks. And so we want to talk about the business after hours.
Well, let's start with the ribbon cutting.
The ribbon cutting is happening first.
Right, that's happening on Friday.
So let's go here to this event on the 16th.
Quilted Corners has moved into a new location. They are now in downtown Farmington, which is great to see these businesses moving into the renovated downtown. So they now have the Wallace Furniture Building. I think it's 224 West Main.
That's what your poster
says.
That's
what it says. Okay. So I looked it up.
The internet wouldn't be wrong.
No, it wouldn't be wrong. No. I looked it up on Facebook. So anyway, 12:30 is their ribbon cutting. And if you don't know what Quilted Corners is, it's kind of in the name, quilting. But they have the sewing machines. They have fabric. They have all of the materials that you need to quilt, including I think they're going to be doing some classes. They have workspace. So that is really fun.
Yeah, and you were telling me they've got it's a big space.
It's a huge space.
They have moved into with two stories, I think, right? Both floors. And so they've got a lot of opportunity and a lot of room to spread out and expand. Maybe.
Yeah, and if you know anything about quilting, it takes a lot of room because it takes a lot of material and things to do. So anyway, that is a ribbon cutting. And then we move on to, actually, we'll go to the Focus on Farmington Coffee. I'm trying to do them in chronological order.
I don't know
order.
If I have a
That's okay.
A thing for
I'll
that.
Just Somebody, talk about
okay.
it.
Okay, all right.
We have our first Focus on Farmington Coffee in the new year. It is Friday the 23rd at 9 a.m. And it's in our newsletter. It's on our chamber page. But this is to celebrate the fifth year of the Big Idea Makerspace.
Oh, right.
So we have a coffee and cake, and they're going to be doing these little wooden coffee key rings we're going to be giving out to the first 30 people who come. But this is really great. We're celebrating that fifth year of the Makerspace. If you have never been to the Makerspace, you need to come to this coffee. This is free. Anybody is welcome to this. It's community coffee, and we'll do tours of the Makerspace to show you what's going on up there. So,
very cool.
And then the business after.
Okay, well, I'll give a little plug here because we just took our KSJE on the road to the Makerspace.
There you go.
And we'll be airing that show very, very soon.
Yes.
In coordination with the Focus on Farmington Coffee.
Great.
But we kind of get a firsthand look at some of those machines and what they can create
there,
which is really cool.
It is
really
cool.
I mean,
really
almost
cool.
anything you can think of, you can build
or
fabricate at that space.
So if you have an idea that you want to take to market and you're like, well, I need to do a prototype. I don't have all this machinery. That's exactly what the big idea, that's, you know, to get, you have an idea and then how do you take it to that next level? Then if you want to actually bring it to market or you want to create a business, then you can just connect with Carmen and her team over at the SBDC, and the, or West, the West is over there in that building as well. Then you get that business started, and then when that's launched, then you join the Chamber of Commerce, and we do a ribbon cutting, and then you're off.
Win-win-win. Look at that.
So,
and then you make $1 million and retire.
That's right. Okay. Just, and then you can
jumping ahead.
Yes, but anyway, that's why we moved the Chamber of Commerce back in 2020. To the Quality Center for Business, because every piece, and we're all working together. If you haven't met Martin Brady, he's the new director of the Enterprise Center. Of course, he'll be at the coffee as well. Right. But all of it is in one place. And so every resource that you need to help you have a successful business launch and then follow through is right there. So it's great to have it all in one spot.
That is very true. And that was a genius move to join us here at the college, I think, to come up here.
Well, I don't know about genius.
All right. Well, I thought it was great. Inspired. Nice to be your neighbor. It's nice to be your neighbor.
Yeah, inspired.
That's for sure. So then you have a business after hours on the 29th.
And then I will introduce my guests. I'm sorry.
That's
I'm just talking.
No, that's all right. On the leap day.
I know. How fun to actually have a February 29th. It only happens once every 4 years. So business after hours, our business of the year, the Manchester's Insurance, Farmers Insurance, Patrick and Rita are going to be hosting this, and they're going to have it at the Chili Pod, one of our favorite venues. So downtown, I think everybody knows where the Chili Pod is. Starts at 5, goes to about 7:30. There will be food and obviously drinks and prizes and just a great time. So if you've never been to a business after hours, come by, see what it's all about. It costs $5 to get in,
right.
But you will meet some great people, excellent networking. I can't even begin to tell you the things when we have these business after hours. I hear months later, oh, I met so-and-so at the business after hours, and now, you know, she's a customer, or we're doing business together, or what a great resource. So everyone's welcome.
There you go. You don't have to wait once every 4 years to go.
No, you don't.
So you have them pretty regularly.
And this is, so that's pretty much the month. I mean, there's some other things too, but they're in our newsletter. So
gotcha.
I will stop talking.
And there's a lot of great photos from the banquet, by the way, in that newsletter as well. And so that's another reason to join the chamber.
That's right. And more to come. So we will be getting the photos from Whitney Howell. He took the ones, kind of the formal ones in front of our backdrop, and he will be getting that link to me, and then we'll put that out as well. So everybody can keep looking at all the photos.
Very good. So as we say here, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Everybody. We'll have more details coming up. But let's introduce the other guests that you brought with you to talk about the other major event that is coming up that has a chamber connection, and that is the Four Corners Energy Conference. Felina Thompson is here from Marion Oil and Gas to talk a little bit about that. Also, Tia Camacho is here, the coordinator from To the T Productions, who is also working on this big event. Welcome to both of you, and tell me a bit about this big event that is coming up. This is the Four Corners Energy Conference again in May, right? Exciting.
Yes, it's coming up May 8th and 9th. It'll be at McGee Park.
Thank you, right?
We were formerly known as the Oil and Gas Conference, and we decided to take a turn and change our name to the Four Corners Energy Conference.
Okay.
I'm tasked with the programs, and one of our keynote speaker, who's from Queens, New York, he's the executive director and founder of Power the Future. What they do is he's an energy advocate for the energy industry, like companies like Marion Oil and Gas.
Uh-huh.
And his focus is on the rural communities and how policies and that sort of stuff affect our communities.
Very good. And this event happens not every year, right? It's every 2 years?
Every 2 years.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
But it's been happening at in May since I can remember, right? Maybe a little break during the pandemic, but it's back, and it attracts people, as I remember, from all over the country and even North America, I think, to kind of hear new ideas and new themes and new trends in the energy industry, not just oil and gas.
Correct. That's why we changed our focus to the energy industry to encompass all energy.
Right.
Wind, solar, which is some of the things that are actually coming in around here in the Four Corners.
Very true. But it also kind of reminds, I think, everybody, too, of what a big energy producer this area of the country is.
Exactly.
And what a big history we have with the energy industry.
Yes.
So that's another important thing. So thank you. And we'll talk more in just a moment. Tia, I want to talk to you a little bit about your involvement as well, but to make this a big event, right?
I think it's going to be huge.
Yeah.
We are inviting all of the energy sectors, and I think that helps broaden some of our resources here in the Four Corners.
Right. And it's a big draw, too. I mean, I know we get a lot of attendees, I think, from some of these other energy hotspots in the country, like Houston or New Orleans or Baton Rouge and some of those places in Oklahoma and places like that where energy is another big business.
Right. And I've noticed that a lot of people or a lot of companies are coming in, and it's in support of the oil and gas. It's not trying to take it over. It's just in support of, because they're all going to work together. So,
very true.
Yeah.
And there's that other kind of trade show aspect to it as well, is there not, of these other industries that
right.
have relationships with oil and gas or energy to maybe have folks be able to see what they offer
right.
and things like that?
And so we will have all exhibits indoors and outdoors. We've already have a couple that are the solar, so I'm excited to see what they have. And then they're going to have some, I guess, some prototypes so that
cool.
people can see what they're doing and some examples.
Right. Well, that's great about McGee Park is you have a lot of room to spread out. You can have indoor exhibits and outdoor exhibits if things are kind of big to show folks that are
right.
coming to the show, right,
right,
the conference. So that's a great thing. For our radio audience, again, this is going to happen May 8th and 9th, 2024, at McGee Park, this two-day conference. You can register now. At least the poster says it's
right.
open, right?
Right? It
okay.
is open, yes.
And folks can register. There's a QR code on the screen. I think if you point your phone at it, you'll probably be able to get to the website, or they can call the phone number, which is 505-330-0271.
And that hits me directly, yes, sir.
Okay. So don't call at 3 in the morning. Or you'll wake
you
up to you.
I ain't answering.
Okay, all right. Leave a message. But that's if you have questions or you have more room for exhibitors and booths and things,
yes,
too?
Yes, yes, we do.
They're
okay.
filling up quickly, so don't procrastinate.
Gotcha.
Don't wait to the last minute. If you want those good spots, you got to register now.
Right. And here we are, middle of February almost, so I think May will be here before we know it, which
it's
is why we're talking
fast.
About it
yep.
now.
It's coming fast.
It'll be here for sure. But a lot of interest in energy still in this part of the state, in this part of the country. There's still a lot of work going on, of course. And the United States now is a major, I think the number one producer of oil, last I checked,
mm-hmm. yes, we are.
In the world. So there's a lot going on in a lot of these other emerging energy sources as well,
mm-hmm.
which is what you're covering too.
Right.
Which is really cool. Jamie Church, your yep. connection to this is as the fiscal agent
yes.
of the chamber is, right?
Yes. So if you are listening and you want to find out more, you can always call the chamber. You can find us online, call the chamber, and we'll get you all the information. We'll get you connected with Tia. So yes, we are the fiscal agent. We help to, we're the overriding organization that helps with the financial part of it, keeping
right.
track of that and all of that, helping to promote it as well. I do want to mention there's a couple of other things associated with this. One of them is the reception. So even if you are not able to do a booth, there is a reception that you can buy tickets for. That is also on the website. And if it's free to attend. So if you just want to wander through and look at these exhibitors, or look not at the exhibitors, but if you want to look at the exhibits, you want to talk to the different booths and these people in this industry, you can attend the two-day event. So all that information is, again, on the website, that Four Corners Energy Conference at gmail.com. That is the email address. And then if you call the chamber, we can get you connected to their website and for more information. But
right.
I think it's great to see how this particular conference is encompassing all these energy sectors, because we know hydrogen has been in
True.
The news a lot. And of course, we weren't awarded part of that hydrogen hub
designation, federal,
but I've been having some really encouraging conversations with other people. That doesn't mean that hydrogen isn't happening and there isn't a lot going on with it in our region. So I think there are some very exciting things happening, and this conference is a great way for you to get involved. And of course, we want to see everybody have a booth there, because that makes the conference interesting for everybody going. But you can just come and attend, or you can attend the reception too. And
very true.
You will need a ticket for the reception, though.
Right.
So.
Which is why you're asking folks to register.
Yes, exactly.
And that's how it goes.
Yes.
Felini, you mentioned a little bit about your keynote speaker, but there are other guests coming in too, right?
Exactly. We actually have invited Alicia Corbell, who's agreed to come and speak for us. She is the director at the School of Energy.
She's the dean of the School of Energy.
She's going to talk about the energy, how, you know, the different courses, not just for non-renewables, but for renewables as well.
Nice.
And then we have some technical speakers, one of them being Thomas Finch, who's with the Pipeline Hazardous Materials and Safety Bureau, who's going to give us an update on that, and then many more.
Very good. And again, talking a little bit about all types of energy, right?
That is correct.
And that seems to be your goal with this conference.
It was our goal, yes.
It's really expanding it out and things like that. And so you've got, I know, a Facebook page too. If folks are on Facebook more than they are other places, they can find out more about it too from there.
There's tons of information on our Facebook page. And as the speakers confirm, we put their information out on our Facebook page.
Okay, very good. But it's a two-day conference. And so you've got lots to program for, I would think.
Yes.
And Tia, you have lots to plan for with a two-day conference, right?
Right.
Lots of things going on. But still room for more vendors and more booths, I guess?
Yes.
And do they need to be, I guess they should be related to the energy industry in some capacity or...
Well, anybody that wants to help influence or be a part of it, yes.
But can I sell things there too? Could I have a booth and sell like boots or work clothes or other things or not so much? Is it mostly an informative type of conference?
There's actually, we do have some vendors that come in because, as you know, those who work in the energy industry, there's different types of requirements for clothing. And so they come and say, this is what we're selling, boots, FRC.
Those types of things can work in a booth, is what I'm trying to say. Good. Okay. Well, that's good. There you go.
Oh, insurance. You could come and sell insurance for...
Not me. But somebody could. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe your business of the year. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
We will see. But good to know. But it's a big event, and I think we've seen over the years how many folks have attended it, and it really does bring in lots of folks from even outside of the community to attend this conference.
Absolutely. Also a great way to network.
True. Mm-hmm. Very true.
So we will have an opportunity for the breakfast launch. So that is Wednesday at 7:30. And it's going to be an opportunity for everybody to network and have some coffee and go see each other's booths and start working on some collaboration. That would be awesome.
Nice. Very cool. And some other things you've got planned then with the keynote speaker and the breakfast, and there's other meals I know too.
The reception, sure. And then there's we're going to have some food trucks as well as catering this year. That way, if they would prefer to have something quick and easy, we'll have the food trucks or we will have it catered as well.
Okay, very, very good. And registration to get into the conference?
Yep, you can go to the website and just there's a portion there that you can just register to be an attendant or an exhibit booth.
Right.
It's all right there. And so, and again, you can just contact the chamber. I know if you're driving right now and you're like, ooh, I really want to know more about that, just call the chamber and we'll get you directed to all the places that you need to go to figure it all out.
Okay. Very good. Is there any kind of deadline at the moment for registration? I know we're still kind of early, so I guess right now there's room for everybody who's probably listening, but it will maybe sell out.
Yeah, careful. That's why I mentioned don't procrastinate.
Yeah.
Because the longer you wait, the less options there are for booths. Registration will be ongoing all the way up until, but just be sure to pre-register.
Good to know. Very good. And then again, McGee Park is a great place to give you lots of room for everyone who wants to come, but it will fill up if you're not careful. So be ready, everybody. But it's nice to see it back this year. Again, it's every 2 years, the Four Corners Energy Conference happening May 8th and 9th at McGee Park. And again, thanks to the Farmington Chamber for being the kind of physical agent for this project.
Yep, that's one of our committees. You know, we're starting up some of our committees again that have been on a little bit of a break since 2020. I'm excited about our education committee. We will be meeting the end of this month, and so that's working with our schools and San Juan College for workforce development, workforce training. So I'm happy that we're getting our education committee going again. Of course, legislative committee is another big one right now, and we've been doing a lot of work with some of the legislation, some of the bills that are currently being discussed at this moment in Santa Fe do affect small business. I encourage you to stay up to date with what's going on because it will affect your business. So,
There was one that you mentioned last time we were together, and I don't know if you have an update on
family
that,
medical family leave. No, it's still being debated. So it was a House bill, and then it was had a duplicate or identical Senate bill, and I know it's still being debated. There was an alternate bill that was introduced, House Bill 11, just trying to bring in an alternative option to the original paid family medical leave. I don't know where that stands. I think that was just basically tabled, so I don't think that's in discussion anymore. I loved that we had such a great contingent when we took our red coats and some of our board members to Santa Fe right before the banquet, and we had our day in Santa Fe, actually our weekend, and it was very impactful. We got to talk to many of our representatives who were there. We were introduced on the House floor thanks to Representative Ryan Lane. Many of our red coats had never been to a legislative event. They had not been to the Roundhouse, and so we did a tour of the Roundhouse, and I think it was just a great opportunity to see how our government works and legislation in action. So that was great. And but anyway, that paid family medical leave, I encourage you to go on to nmlegislative.gov, I think it is. Just start typing in New Mexico legislation, it'll pop up. Go to that site, look at all the bills. Don't necessarily read the bill, but look at the analysis of the bill and the fiscal impact of the bill. And we get a lot of information from the New Mexico Chamber of Commerce, and I know that the New Mexico Chamber, along with most of the chambers in the state, are in opposition to the family medical leave. And it's not because we don't want our employees to have quality time with and to take care of their health. That's right. Not it at all. It's just some pieces of the bill we are concerned about, and right. We want to see some adjustments on that.
Yes. It's my understanding is maybe the costs involved for the small businesses,
yes,
and that's some of your concern.
That, and will this fund be solvent in a few years? So you create this, you promise this, and then in 3 years, is it going to be sustainable? Is it going to be solvent? And 12 weeks of paid family medical leave per employee. So if you're a small business and you're trying to do all the things you have to do to run a small business, and then now this is something else. So again, we are not saying we are opposed to employees having the time they need when they are ill or they're caring for a family member. It's just, how is this going to look, and how can we do that without putting something else on our small businesses? And it's essentially another tax. So anyway, that's what's going on with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how the state legislature works, this is a 30-day session.
Yes.
So this is the final week.
This is it.
Of that session. I think it wraps up Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, which is the 15th, right?
Right.
So, and usually a lot of things happen in the final days or final hours or even minutes of the session. And so this would be when you'll see things start to maybe move out of committee and vote or not vote or what have you. So this is the time to pay attention if this is something you're watching.
Right. And this is we actually had a letter that we asked that was sent to all of our chamber, not a letter, but we had a link that we sent to our chamber members last week if they would like to contact their representatives about the family medical leave. And, you know, again, this is just a complicated bill. It's a complicated piece of legislation, but it will impact your small business or your large business, actually, every business. I think the only businesses exempt are for and under employees, but especially within industries such as childcare or healthcare, where you are getting reimbursed through Medicare, Medicaid. Well, it's complicated. It's a whole other show.
Right.
But we're just watching it very closely, and we want our businesses to know that we're watching that and we're advocating on behalf of our businesses, because that's what our mission is.
That's what you do.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, very good.
Yep.
Thank you for the update. That's the main thing you're watching, I think.
That's the main thing we're watching right now.
There's other things too, but that's another show too.
That's another show as well.
Because we're out of time, and that's how it happens, everyone. So, but thank you. Thank you all for coming in and talking with me about the events that are coming up. Of course, again, the Big Four Corners Energy Conference happening May 8th and 9th at McGee Park. You can register now. You can go online. You can call. You can look at the QR code. They have a page on Facebook. May 8th and 9th at McGee Park. It will be another great celebration of energy here from the San Juan Basin. So thank you for your work on that. We'll look forward to it.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Scott.
Jamie, thank you. We'll see you next month.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
My guest this morning right here on KSJE. How 20